Yeah, no, I think it'll be good for us. I think, you know, obviously anytime you get a break, you know, everyone get their legs rested and kind of mind rested and stuff. And I think, you know, obviously going to Shamrock away, it's a massive game, but they're all massive games now. Mm-hmm. So I think the confidence for us is good because, you know, like, you know, we've played against all the top teams and, you know, we've played pretty well and, you know, we should have gotten more points, I think, out of those games. So I think we have a confidence going into it and, you know, we can really kind of play with anyone, really. We just have to get the points or get something on the road.
I mean, people were expecting Harps to push on a bit this year. You have, and as you say, I mean, you don't fear anybody because you've matched most people. The odd game has gone against you, maybe bows away, but overall you can be well pleased.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's been an improvement, but I think also, you know, you can sense in the squad too that, you know, we should be doing better. I think there have definitely been some games we should have picked up points on, and I think, you know, everybody knows there's things we can improve on, but I think as long as we can get a bit of consistency and, you know, get 2-3 results kind of on the go and push on a bit. But yeah, everything's going pretty well so far.
And within the squad, I mean, it's a stronger squad this year. You've come in, but there's a great camaraderie there, and you can see it amongst the players, even on the bench, in the stand, when somebody's coming on or off, and, you know, there's a togetherness.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I'm new to the squad, but, you know, majority of the squad is the same squad from last year, and I think it really shows the cohesiveness of the team, and I think it really pushes on because not only does everyone encourage each other, but everyone kind of demands the best out of each other. So, you know, if one of us is not playing this well, you know, you kind of expect to get shouted at and do better, which is good. That's what a team needs to push on. So it's a good mentality in the team and good chemistry going on right now.
So just remind us how it was that you came to Harps, because you were with Sligo last year, and obviously you keep an eye on their results. Great to see both clubs in the Northwest going well. So I suppose it was a little bit of a step into the unknown for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as it is with football, you know, when you move team to team, that's the part of the business. But no, I definitely think it was, you know, meeting with Ollie and talking with him and kind of getting to know what he's like as a manager and what he'd want of me as a player really convinced me and stuff. And it was just one of those things that, you know, I wanted to go somewhere where I'm going to play and do my best to help a team kick on. So it was just kind of really listening to Ollie and what he wanted and his vision and stuff. So
yeah, and I mean, there was no certainty you were going to be a regular in the team, so I mean, I take it from that point of view you're well pleased with the way things have gone, because you've pretty much been on that team sheet pinned up most weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're not guaranteed anywhere you go, really. It was just somewhere to go and get an opportunity, and I, you know, Ollie explained that to me and stuff. But yeah, no, you know, I can always do better, and I definitely can do better, but no, it's good to get some consistency and playing time, and I'm just trying to do what I can to help the team as much as possible.
And looking at the league overall, has anyone surprised you? How do you see the next part of the season going? Are Bowes and Dundalk going to move up?
You know, I don't really know, honestly. I like to just focus on Finn Harps and stuff, and I think, you know, in this league, I've been here for 2 years now, we're coming up on 2 years, and I think every game is a difficult game. You know, it doesn't really matter if it's the teams getting promoted, the teams that have won last year. You know, kind of anyone can beat anyone, which is good for the league. But yeah, you know, honestly, I think every week, you know, whether you play home and away, every team is going to bring 100% and energy and stuff. So every game's a tough game, and, you know, I don't really want to single one game out, because, you know, they're all important. So,
and finally, just Will Seymour's tip for the Euros, who's going to win?
Oh, well, I don't know. Who I think is going to win? I think probably France is going to win. I'd want England to win because my mum's English. I don't know if that'll please people around here. But yeah, maybe France. You know, maybe, you know, Germany's always kind of a dark horse, or maybe even favourites. But maybe Spain. But I don't know. A lot of good young teams, a lot of good young talent. But I don't know. I'd have to say France, just because the depth they have in that squad, the talent is ridiculous. So.